Hi, this is your friend, Manuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, my beautiful friend, welcome to The Miracle Cafe. Today is our season finale, and of course, we'll be back with a brand new and exciting season in the fall. For today, we have a wonderful guest who is going to share with us an important topic about intuition and using our intuition, especially when it comes to business. A lot of times in the spiritual world, we don't really see those two going hand in hand. So she's going to really help us understand how important they are and how they go together. Right now, let's open up today's show by setting the intention that whatever insights, aha moments that we are meant to receive from today's show, that we receive them with ease, grace, and joy in the highest and greatest way for us. If you agree with that, just affirm, and so it is. Good. So right now, I would like to share a special little prosperity technique with you that will support you in attracting more abundance in your life. It's super simple, yet quite effective. We will use the power of imagery to create a space for prosperity to show up in our lives. Here is the prosperity shower.
The following technique is a simple yet powerful way to attract more abundance and prosperity in your life. This technique is called prosperity shower. Go ahead and take a deep cleansing breath in. Close your eyes, relax, take a deep breath in. Good. And breathe out all worries and cares of the day. Just release them out into the universe. Let the universe take care of it. Good. Take another deep cleansing breath in, breathing in that life force, love, energy. Good. And breathe out all those stresses, the cares. Just release them out as far as you can. Let the universe take them over. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in. Excellent. And just release. Breathe out that joy, that love, energy out into the universe. So this technique is very simple. All we do is literally just visualize this beautiful golden cloud right over you, right above your head, 10 feet, 20 feet up, and just see this beautiful golden cloud start to rain, and the rain is this beautiful golden white energy seeping and saturating every cell, fiber, and molecule of your being with abundance, with love, with joy, with prosperity. Prosperity is not only material wealth, it's also emotional wealth and spiritual wealth in all areas of your life. So just see this beautiful shower happen for you right now. And with each raindrop of this golden energy that you receive, the more prosperous you feel, the more financially prosperous, the more emotionally prosperous, the more mentally prosperous, and spiritually prosperous you feel, so that your body starts buzzing with that energy of prosperity. See every cell and fiber of your body receive this energy. Good. When you feel like you're complete, go ahead and just say thank you to the universe for this time that you've had with this experience of this prosperity shower. Excellent. And just go ahead and see this shower dissipate slowly and get lighter. It's almost like a mist now. Good. And just see the beautiful cloud, the golden cloud, just drift away, knowing that you can connect with this divine golden cloud at any time. Go ahead and take a deep cleansing breath in. With each breath, you feel more rejuvenated, more excited, because you have just literally attracted more prosperity into your life. We don't need to know the specifics of how it looks. We just know that each raindrop embodied prosperity, and it's saturated every cell of your being. Therefore, there's nothing that you can do but be prosperous. Good. Take another deep breath in. And release that joy, that love, that prosperity out into the universe, sending it out, knowing that when you release it and send it out with joy, it comes back to you. Good. And one more. Take a deep breath in. And release. Go ahead and wiggle your hands, getting back into your body. Good. And you can open your eyes. This technique was called the Prosperity Shower.
So I hope you enjoyed that little process. We're going to take a quick music break, and when we return, we have a wonderful guest for you. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
And now I am so excited to share our special guest with you today. Helene Z. Harris empowers heart-centered entrepreneurs to transform their life and business so it reflects their authentic self and their values. Now she focuses on assisting clients to magnetize love, abundance, and the right clients or job to them. Helene is an intuitive business coach, healer, and founder of an awakening center, which blends over 40 traditional and alternative modalities to assist clients in fulfilling their life's dream. Her award-winning book, Are You in Love with a Vampire? Healing the Relationship Drain Game, is about the energy dynamics in relationship and how to create more fulfilling relationships both at work and at home. With her 35-year experience and mastery of energy, Helene has helped thousands of clients awaken and manifest their potential while increasing their abundance. Helene, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Well, I'm so glad to be here, Emmanuel. I've really been looking forward to it.
Me too. I'm so grateful. I'm just so excited about your sharings today. And I know the theme right now for you that you're extremely passionate about is really developing intuition, especially in business. A lot of times I know I hear a lot of people say, well, those things don't really go together, but I really am a big believer that they do. So let's, first of all, before we talk about that, can you sort of introduce yourself to our audience and how you got into this type of work?
I got into this type of work out of my own need, like many people have. I needed, as a child, it was very important for me to know, we'll say, what my mom was feeling before she came in the house, because she had one of those extreme personalities. And I needed to know when it was safe for me to be out in the outer room or go in my inner room, go back into my bedroom and do homework. So I developed the ability to be pretty empathic and to feel her energy and know. And I found that whenever people wind up healing, they all become more intuitive in whatever their way is. I didn't find traditional therapy did enough for me, even though I am a licensed therapist and have done trauma work for many, many years. I found it didn't do enough for me, so I turned outside the traditional therapeutic ways of working and turned much more to energy work. And I've worked with shaman about almost 30 years now and have been trained in shamanic healing work. So that's where a lot of my work has come from. And what I found is love, energy, light, and sound is frankly the foundation for all effective healing modalities that create any type of real permanent transformation. And so it came from my own need and expanded from there.
And you know what I really love about your work is it really bridges, you know, the left brain and the right brain. So it's, you know, very creative, very spiritual, very healing, and then still very practical. Can you sort of, because I know you said as a child you were aware, you know, when your mom was coming, how to sort of what's the word? To kind of be flexible in the energy. Should I come out today? Should I be in my room today? Now, when did you first realize that you had that really powerful, intuitive gift honed in? Because it sounds like you were aware at a really young age.
I was aware, but I didn't think anything of it. I really believe I thought everyone could do those things. I mean, I also knew before things would occur, certain events before they occurred. But I don't think I really grasped my abilities until I was in my 20s and realized, oh, not everyone can sense and feel things and know things. So that's when I really began to grasp that.
And so was there an event or something that happened in your 20s when you realized, whoa, okay, now not everyone has this type of or at least hasn't honed in these skills yet, and maybe I can sort of help them do that? Was there some type of event that happened for you that triggered that?
Well, I started out in teaching, and then because of my own needs and what I wanted to do, I realized people were so messed up that they needed help psychologically to even learn. So I went into teaching, and my own life path is what took me on my own healing journey. I had many, many issues that were in my way, And I was with someone who said, look in my eyes and breathe with me. And I did. And except I was coming from the place of being an atheist and then agnostic. So I didn't believe in anything that way. And all of a sudden, I went into a state of oneness with God and the universe and every living thing on the planet. And I was about 30 then. And that was 30, 32. That was my first of many mystical experiences.
And how did that feel for you, going from an atheist to being one with everything? Like, how did that feel in that moment? And what happened after that that sort of continued that cycle for you?
Well, in the moment, it was pure joy and exquisiteness of love, and I felt complete. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, I went into total confusion. I couldn't understand because I was coming from a very left-brained place. Only weak people needed God, and I wasn't weak, I thought. You know, of course, mm-hmm. I was wrong on many lines there, so I learned the hard way, the very hard way. And it took me about a year to understand what I was going through and why I was experiencing these feelings and this sense of oneness. And even in therapy, I would get images and I would talk about seeing lines of energy between people, but I didn't know what I was seeing. Mm-hmm. And my therapist didn't understand either. So it was an interesting time.
And, you know, it's so amazing how far we've come with so much, you know. I consider you one of the pioneers who sort of set the foundation for us newcomers who are bridging, you know, the gap between the left and the right. So let's get back to the business intuition. What drew you to wanting to specifically create a program in developing business intuition?
I think what really spurred this program for me was when we had the whole economic crisis going on a number of years ago. I had bought a property in Phoenix because I was facing surgery and I was scared, and I took a bus ride with people, many people, and all these people were buying all these properties in Phoenix. And this is going to be my investment for retirement, okay? Mm-hmm. And I lost it within a few years. Now, when I was there, I had this funny feeling that maybe this isn't so wise for me. But these people were buying one, two, and three properties. I thought, oh, I'm being ridiculous. So I bought one, and I lost it and lost most of my retirement income. And I don't want other people going through that because they're not listening to their intuitive hunches.
Mm.
I lost a great deal by not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I realized most people that I work with over time all become more intuitive. Why not help them gain the ability to use it in their business?
Mm-hmm.
And I found it so useful in my business.
Mm. And so that sort of leads me to the next question. Sort of, I mean, maybe you and I know this, but to our listeners, what can people gain by developing their intuition, especially in business? What can they gain or achieve or experience more of by doing that?
Well, I think one of the first things I get to experience is they begin to understand their real purpose, whether it's their job, career, or their business. And they have a sense of what's right and what isn't. Whenever I start creating a program, if I haven't gone inside first and really connected with my guides and with spirit and God, I find I can be off because my head gets in the way and I have this strong left brain that can fight my intuitive self. So, I've made lots of wrong decisions here, you realize. I've learned the hard way. So I find people make much better business decisions. They develop programs more in alignment with their purpose and their vision and their sense of ideal clients.
Mm.
And it's so much more fun to have them have clearer direction and what to do.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what I'm also feeling from you, because I'm a feeler just like you, I feel like it's more of a heart-centered way of doing things rather than a mind-centered way. So I have a question for you. For those of us who are very left-brained or very much in our mind and sort of have a little bit of challenges being in the heart, what advice do you have to those who kind of maybe are still stuck in the mind?
There are ways that I train people. Actually, I teach them how to scan their own energy body, how to take them from their head gently down into their body. I mean, I'm trained in hypnosis, I'm trained in shamanic journeying, etc. There are easy steps to get them into their energy body and to begin to feel. And I usually may have them start with feeling their face and their throat and their neck, etc. That begins guiding them into getting closer to their heart. And there are just easy ways I found. I mean, because I came from being so stuck in my left brain, and a strong left brain at that, that I know how to guide it. It's just easy for me to do it.
And what a gift, especially in business, because, you know, it's very, business is interesting from my experience just witnessing it. You know, I used to work in real estate and all that good stuff. And people put up a lot of walls, right? A lot of armor.
Yeah.
So you can barely even get a slight connection with them. So this is such a gift that you are offering. So who... Is this type of training available to anyone, or is there a specific type of person it would be better for?
Well, in one form, it can help anyone. To be able to listen inside, it'll help you in all walks of life. It can help you in relationships and love. There's really very similar in helping people with love and finding their love partner. But in creating business, it's for anyone who wants to start a business or they're not sure what to do first or how to put what they want in words. In working with spiritually based people and heart-based people, they have a lot of difficulty languaging what they do. And I have too, and it took me a lot of time to be able to put into words in a way that other people and more left-brained people in the world out there can understand. So that's part of it. It's also good for people who are overwhelmed by their business decisions. Or they've made some poor business decisions. This is so helpful to be able to tap into their own guidance and their own intuition to make much better choices. And also I find when people are stuck in their negative beliefs, that will get in the way of their working with projects. You know, it's like when people know what to do, but they wind up not being able to do it, or they're procrastinating. There's something in the way, and that needs to be dealt with first in order for them to really take the business steps.
I usually notice that when I find myself resistant to something, that usually if I step into it, there's a huge breakthrough on the other side. Do you kind of see that, or
have
you noticed that as well?
Absolutely. The key is getting people willing to step into it and through it instead of avoid and run away.
Yeah, because that's, you know, as a society, we tend to do that.
Oh, I know. I also found it so useful in even deciding who I wanted to hire, to work with.
Yeah. It is. It's so important who you align with. So now that we sort of have, you know, the knowing of who and what, the next question I have for you is regarding the intuition. What are some of the, I don't like to use the word mistakes, but what are some of the missteps that people may take regarding their intuition, especially how it affects their business? What are some of those missteps that people usually take?
Well, some of the missteps they take is they're following someone else's idea of what they should do, whether it's a parent, a teacher, a school, or whatever. You know, so they're not following their heart. They're not following where they're guided by what they love. We work many hours a day at work, most people. So you want to be able to love it and enjoy it. And what I tell people is whenever you're feeling guilt or obligation or should in a career path, it's time to go inside and find out what you really want to do and love to do.
Wow.
You want to follow your bliss and find ways to make it pay well.
I'm getting the goosebumps because I'm, you know, I've sort of been in this type of situation where, you know, I just recently wrote my first book and I sort of went with what I felt was guiding me, going with my heart, following my bliss. But it's interesting because, you know, I have a lot of colleagues who go to different workshops, and although they're amazing, you know, and great, but they almost become addicted to what other people tell them they should do. And
yes.
So then they start telling me, oh, you should be doing this, step one, step two, step three. And before you know it, it's kind of like there's this huge pile of things that you have to do, and it's almost like distracting you from actually doing it. So I'm so in that, I know you're laughing, but I'm so in that place because, you know, I sort of just went for it. And of course, you know, got some, did some research, got some,
right.
Little bit of, help here and there. But at the same time, sometimes you just got to go for it. So have you noticed that with your clients where they come to you and they sort of have all of these, oh, A, B, like it's a formula,
yes.
Like you have to do it.
The reason I was laughing is because I've done it myself. It's like, even though I have a sense of, oh, I want to do this and this is what would be good for me to do, then I start looking at, oh, this one is doing it this way, and they're doing it this way, and they're doing it this way. And my guide finally said, you have to stop all that. All you have to do is get quiet and go inside.
Yep.
All the answers we'll give you. You know?
Right, because it can get confusing, you know. It can.
I was crazy from it. I've done that. I was laughing because I've done it.
So to someone who's in that space, who still feels like they are being not controlled, but almost like still buying into that illusion that they have to do what other people are doing, how can they help? How can they start moving out of that? What advice can you give to them?
Find what feels good for you. What first little step can you take towards what makes you, allows you, not makes you, but allows you to feel more relaxed? When you're following what's right for you, even if it's a little scary because you may have to learn new things and it has some other qualities to it, there's an excitement and there's a feeling of yay and also sometimes peace.
Yes.
A letting go. It's the exhale. It's the movie Waiting to Exhale just came to mind.
Yeah.
That's what happens. It's like, oh, I've got it.
Mm.
Yeah, that doesn't mean there aren't a lot of new steps I need to learn how to do a new webinar kind of thing that I haven't done or whatever, you know, because that happens.
Right.
I'm pushed into doing a lot of new things.
But it should feel fun and almost like you want to do it rather than you have to do it. Is that right?
There might be some fear and anxiety because it's new and different, okay?
Mm.
Especially at my age when I never even needed to learn a computer and fought it all the way. You know? It's like I'm a grandmother, honey. So they didn't have computers when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an excitement about it. And, oh, goody, and all at the same time.
And you know what I've also noticed is, you know, it's not, although it's not as easy as, you know, being it, although it can be where it's almost like literally handed to you on a silver platter by the universe, but I still find that when you are doing something because you're passionate about it and it actually feels good to you, the universe almost like conspires to make it easy for you. Like it shows, it unfolds however it needs to, opportunities, people, as long as we're paying attention. Do you notice that as well?
Oh, absolutely. It's actually miraculous at times.
Mm-hmm.
I may be asked to step into bigger places because sometimes I can, I find people can get a little lazy and we want to stay where we're at if it's working well. And I find when I don't keep moving forward and I'm getting pushed to, I have to take another step.
Mm-hmm.
But the universe helps.
It does. It
sure
does.
It so easy. You find the right teacher. You find the right person to work for you. The right one shows up who suddenly says to me, Helene, I really want to train with you. Can I do this for you? And can I train with you? Okay.
That's so wonderful.
I
it
know,
just
it's
shows
exciting.
Up. Mm. Okay, so what is the number one secret to developing business intuition? What is your number one secret, you can call it?
No, it's my number one secret, but I have a hunch you know it very well. The number one secret is focusing on heart energy. I really think that's a solution and the missing piece in most manifesting formulas. It's feeling love, compassion, connection, concern. And it's focusing on what feels good.
Yes, can you say those three things again so that our listeners can really get that in on a deeper level?
It's feeling love, compassion, and concern for people, for what you're giving them, for I want to help, I have this need to help people feel better. I'm an empath. It doesn't feel good for an empath to feel great when people around you don't feel great.
It's all about being concerned.
I like everyone around me feeling great. I feel better that way.
Yes. So really being of service to the world and contributing your passion, your message, your gifts, your talents, but knowing that it's for the greater good.
Yes. And you know, a couple of the other secrets is getting quiet so you can hear what your guides want to communicate. Listen to your intuition. Those kinds of things. And you have to hear it and take, really you need a structured approach, which I found very surprising with intuition. It needs to be a structure to follow so it's easier for people to grasp it.
Yes.
And then it's followed by taking inspired action. I think that's part of it.
And you know, one thing that I've noticed for me is consistency.
Yes.
So just every day, and it's not just consistency in what you think is actual work, but it's also being consistent in your spiritual practice, being consistent in playing, like taking time to not always be so, working hard and things, but also being consistent in, you know, taking the steps each day, following through, doing something that will help you move forward. I get, asked often how, and especially I'm sure you do too, how we do what we do, and we are able to do really well at it, especially people who are in the holistic field, they're like, well, I'm not making, or I don't know, and it's really because although, yes, we have the heart connection, yes, we have the passion, it's also about consistency. Do you feel that that's something that is also important?
Oh, without a doubt. It's a necessity.
Mm-hmm.
And I find, along with consistency, the word for me is balance. Because when I get very excited about things, I can sometimes overdo, all right?
Yeah.
And so I can keep working blah, 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 on whatever I'm doing, right, on this project. Then I'm reminded very rapidly, okay, you're not balanced enough. You have to be moving more. You have to, it's important to take time off. I'm finally getting a weekend away this coming weekend. It's time. It's a necessity. And
it
yet,
is.
Consistency, without that, it won't happen.
And you know what's interesting is when I hear you, it's like a mirror, right? Because I'm sure a lot of us listening now are also experiencing that. Because I can tend to be really excited about something and then I get burnt out because I've just put so much energy into it. And then it hasn't even lifted off before it's done before it's even lifted. So, really pacing ourselves. It reminds me of that story of the tortoise and the hare. And the tortoise wins the race because he actually paces himself,
That's one of my big learnings in this life, I think, pacing myself, balance. Because I do really get caught up in the excitement of what I'm doing and how much I love it. It's just joy for me.
Wow. So we have a few more questions, and then I know you're going to share an amazing meditation or process with us. So how does one turn around some of these missteps that they may have taken or made? Sometimes I also notice people kind of remain hung up on them by like being hard on themselves or beating themselves up. So how can they sort of turn those missteps into successes or help them move more into a prosperous way, especially in business?
Well, I think one of the first things to consider, just an underlying thing, is learning to be gentle on yourself, no matter where you're at. Because if you're not gentle and you beat you up, that's what's going to happen more. You don't need to abuse yourself. So what I have people do is it's an energetic foundation. So it's like first looking at where are you, what are your strengths, what are your weaknesses. And so I usually have people start with a vision activation. and for greater clarity about where they want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I wind up having them work with and meeting their divine business counsel and intuition guide and developing really their own personal communication system. There's a way of training people how to communicate with their guides because they may have no clue. You know, some people hear things, but not everyone does. Some get images, some get a feeling. And I first would just get emotional feelings from my guides. So learning how to work with your inner team of guidance as well as with the outer team of help that you may be getting. And
I love, I'm sorry, I just love when you said divine business counsel. I've never heard of that before.
That's what I
how
have people
cool
work
that?
With. You know? And I also have them work when we're doing healing work, their divine healing team and so forth, because we can create those inner systems to support us in whatever we're doing. And I guess because I've worked with guides for so many years, that's what I've done. And it's so useful. It's so helpful. And some people work with it better than others, and it takes time. It's forming a relationship. So what we're wanting to do is help your relationship, your business relationship with you, increase and get better. But it takes time to go inwards and find out the inner help you can get. And also a big part of this is releasing whatever beliefs, emotions, or sabotaging events might be in your way. So I do quite a bit of emotional release work.
You know, I
use the energy.
I just love that whole idea of healing team and team. I just love that because you feel like you're not alone. You feel like, and we're not alone. Sometimes we think we are and we have to be in control of everything, but I just love how you can just delegate, you know, oh, you know, dear divine business league or whatever, just, you know, take this over.
I'm not good in this area.
Right. That's so amazing. I haven't even thought of that. That's brilliant. I love it.
And they really do come through and help.
Yeah, they do. You know,
that's
I've done some modalities where, you know, you have your financial team and stuff, but I haven't really, I should have thought about it, but just that whole business, I just love it. It's so amazing. And they're here to help you. You just need to ask for them. And I know, so before we do the meditation, I know you have a 5-step system to develop your business intuition involved. Is that the same thing as the meditation?
Well, that's what I was beginning to explain, actually.
Okay.
First, we do the assessment. We do a vision activation. Then I teach you about working with your divine business counsel. We do some emotional clearing of the blocks. And we also deal with prosperity consciousness. Because that's a very important part. And somehow spiritual people have trouble sometimes believing it's okay to make good money.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what I want you all to think about is the more money you make for you, the more you can help other people with it. The more you can give away or give special prices to some people where it feels right to do it.
Yes.
So,
I love that. I love that. So by choosing to be an experience and receive prosperity, we have the ability to give more.
Right. We can give back in more ways. We really
that
can.
That is so beautiful.
And so, you know, then I'm also teaching them some of the intuitive energy tools, body energy scanning and dowsing, and several other techniques to use. So and then the Q&A, we do Q&A with it and next steps and so it's
beautiful.
Fun. I mean, I really love it. And I'm shifting some things in the next class. I'm going to increase more classes and do more coaching and training in it. And so it's
great.
Fun. Each time I do it, I change some things up.
Yay. Well, I'm just so grateful. Is there a meditation or a process that you can share with us for like 5 or 10 minutes to walk us through so we can start building our business intuition more?
Yes. All right, so allow yourself to receive a few deep breaths. And as you breathe in, just imagine breathing out any stress or tension in your body. And surround yourself with a beautiful golden white light. And from the soles of your feet, imagine either grounding cords or tree trunks going all the way down into the core of the earth. And imagine those cords or tree trunks curving around the very center, the ball of the earth, the very center. And breathe that earth energy up, up through the earth, moist, loving, grounded, nurturing Mother Earth energy to support you and give you a foundation. And breathe that energy up into your legs, feet and legs and torso. And feel it moving into your belly and your heart. And throat, nurturing you, loving you. And breathe that energy all the way up your body. And from the crown of your head, imagine energy filaments going all the way up to the source, as high up as you can imagine, or spirit or God or whatever word works best for you. And breathe that beautiful golden white light down, 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 in through the crown of your head. You feel it moving down through your throat, neck. And on the out-breath, let out a gentle sigh of letting go. And as your throat muscles relax, your body relaxes more fully. And feel that light moving into your heart and opening your heart. And breathe in that light from spirit, from source, and feel it mixing with that earth energy. And feel it mixing in your body so you're grounded. For in business, we need to be grounded as well as open. And now feel those energies mixing in our heart and our solar plexus, our diaphragm. And breathing in that light, imagine your heart opening more. Imagine spirit loving you, or imagine a person or an animal you love, whatever works for you, and feel your heart opening more to you, loving you, breathing in and breathing out. And now imagine a light moving into your third eye, which is a place between your eyes, about a niche above your eyebrows, in the very center of your head, actually where the pineal gland is. And imagine there, like a light turning on, a light bulb coming on. And imagine that light bulb connecting you more with spirit from above your head. And all the way down into your heart. And solar plexus. And focusing on that third eye point. Just imagine it opening. And you may even ask right now, your inner guides or spirit or whatever works for you right now, what is important for me right now to focus on for my business, career? Or if something else is a higher priority, that's also fine. And notice if you get a sensation in your body as an answer, an image, a word, a knowing. Or it comes differently for different people. And you can even ask your inner self, your higher self, spirit, if you're not getting some form of an answer now, to giving the answers in a dream at night when you're sleeping. And allow yourself to breathe in very deeply and quietly, in and out. And imagine your whole being opening, almost like a listening device. And a few of you will hear one way, some will sense another way, and some will get an impression. And trust, however it comes to you, is right for you. And allow yourself now to feel your own heart energy again. And breathe in that light from Spirit and from Mother Earth. And let it fill your heart with loving you. And from that love space, imagine your throat relaxing and opening. And imagine now from your heart an energy moving out, a spiral of energy, calling your right people to you, your right business opportunities to you, that are in alignment with your highest good, your right job to you. And thank your inner self, your inner guidance, and you. And when you feel ready, gently open your eyes. And come back. All right. I'd love to hear how that went for some of you. I'd love to be able to help you. So you can all contact me by email at support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at H-Z, like zebra, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, .com.
Beautiful. And do you have any upcoming events or
yes,
any?
Yes, I will be starting another business intuition class in June.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'd all like to suggest is I think we may have a copy of the last teleseminar I did, introduction to it, on my website at http://hzharris.com/business, B-U-S-I-N-E-S-S, intuition, I-N-T-U-I-T-I-O-N, teleseminar, T-E-L-E-S-E-M-I-N-A-R.
Wonderful, and they can get access to that there.
Yes. I find when I start doing something like that, I tend to just keep going on. I know you said 5 to 10 minutes. I said, oops.
Oh, no, it was beautiful. Oh, it's perfect. I knew that it was, I'm still on cloud 9, so that's kind of why I'm so relaxed. But thank you, Helene. Thank you so much for co-creating this sacred time together. I know it means so much to our listeners, and it means so much to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for having me. Oh, you know what? Your people can actually get 11 Tips to Personal Power and a copy of a teleseminar I did on creating wealth from the heart.
Mm.
All they have to do is go to www.hzharris.com. and how they can get even that.
Oh, I love it. Thank you again so much.
Oh, this has been wonderful. You're a gem. And I love it because I know you completely understand what I'm talking about.
Inside and out. I get it.
Yes,
and
I know it.
I'm so grateful. So thank you so much. And you're welcome back anytime, just so you know.
Oh, I just loved it. And thank you so much for having me, Emmanuel. This was fun for me. You're a delight.
Thank you. You're making me blush. Thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you for making this season a miraculous one. So thank you. And thank you for your love and support and all the emails that I received from all of you. Thank you. I look forward to connecting with you again next fall for our start of a brand new season and with many new guests that will inspire and support you in living your greatest vision. So thank you, everyone, and take care. See you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.